Yeah. Now, what is the context of what we are talking about is progression of transformation in different aspects of time. That's what we were talking about. The omnipresence that transforms the individuals. So we went through Yama means the one that is associated with the time of death. Kshema means taking care of protection. Urvaryayacha Kalyayacha, like went through that. Then Slokyayacha. What is Slokya? Slokya? Shloka? What is that? Veda mantras. Avasanyayacha means at the end. So the beginning is chanting, the end is transformation. So the one who is there when you come to Veda class only for the purpose of learning or chanting as young kids, that's fine. Young doesn't mean age, again. Lot of young people here. But when you are learning these shlokas, when you are connecting to the inner aspect of living, that is what matters, is avasanyayacha. Means not just chanting Vedas, but to be able to practice. And that is avasanyayacha. Shlokyayacha, avasanyayacha. Now, these shlokas that what we are talking about as transformation aspect of the Veda mantras, they happen over time. Just like if you take a boulder and you want to break the boulder, if you hit with a hammer once, it won't break. You have to keep on hitting it. And after hitting it so many number of times, finally, boom, it will break. Isn't it? Similarly, what happens is, you keep on hitting your mind with this, chanting the name of God, or singing the shlokas, doing service. So many different ways you keep on beating your mind. Then what happens? One day suddenly, the transformation will occur. See, Bhagavan says very beautifully, you take a rod of iron, and you drop it in a bucket of water. What happens to the rod? Hello, simple question, why you are thinking? It will drown, yeah, it will just go drown in the bucket of water. But the same rod of iron, you put it in fire and then you take it out and you beat it, it becomes a thin sheet of iron. And now you put it on a bucket of water, what happens? It will flow. Same iron, the weight has not changed, same weight. In one form it drowns, in another form it floats. Similarly, your mind is like that rod of iron. And if you drop it in this bucket of life, it will sink. But the same mind, every day you do chanting of Gayatri Mantra, every day you do chanting of Rudra, every day you practice silent sitting, every day you sing a bhajan, every day you read a quote of Swami, it's like putting in the fire and beating it, then what happens? It will float in the ocean of life. It won't sink in the life. Otherwise you are S-I-N-K. After you beat it and it is S-Y-N-K. Sink. It sinks with life. Otherwise it will sink in life. So don't say, it's boring, why I have to do the same Rudram chanting again and again. It's boring. Same bhajan, boring. Yeah, boring, right? Who says here boring? Anybody says boring to do that at home? Please be honest. It's boring, why I have to chant Rudram every day? It's boring. Nobody says? Seriously? Nobody. Are you chanting every day? Then why do you say like this? If you are chanting every day, I'm asking. Who is saying chanting every day and said it is boring?
So there are other excuses, not just boring.
Oh, other excuses.
The microphone, they are not able to hear. Can you?
I mean, just you can't hear?
Yeah, people are complaining.
Oh, People are, which people are?
Online.
Oh, okay. Okay, thank you. You're paying attention to them also. Very, very nice. Yes. Are you saying going at home?
There's
the mother. So, slokya yacha, avasanya yacha. Remember what I'm saying is very important. As you chant and chant and chant, one day the mind will turn inside and ask the question, what is it that I am chanting? How is it it is helping me? Avasanya yacha means, avasana also means end of life. Avasana dasha means the last stage of life. Last stage of life, you don't have energy to do anything. What else will you do? You can't even have energy to clap and sing a bhajan. So you are only sitting and waiting for the death to come. At that time, what do you think of? Avasanya yacha. If you have learnt all these things early in your life, then at that point of time, then all these mantras will come and you will be enlightened and you will live your life thinking about God. And that is the only purpose of living the life. There is no other purpose. The only purpose of living a life is to have that moment at the end of the life that sanctifies your birth. The entire journey of life is for avasana, avasanyayacha. Vanyayacha is perennials, kakshayacha, annuals and other kinds of trees means what? Different stages of life, different lifespans. Some people live forever. Some people go very early. Some people complete their mission of hundreds of years in a very short span of life. Some people live 100 years and nothing happens in their life. Some people lived only 32 years. Can you think of a person who lived only 32 and died at an age of 32?
Vivekananda.
All the adults are excited. Children, yes. Martin Luther King. Yeah, he died in his 30s. Who else you can think of?
That Dodge guy who was like Dolphin Dodge, whoever, who plays baseball.
Very important. What? I don't know his name. Do you know his name?
No, I forgot his name.
What did he do for you?
Played. Mahatma Gandhi.
He played baseball. Yeah, Mahatma Gandhi, no.
And he died because of
heart attack. Okay. Yes. Who is that? Next.
Mozart.
Huh? Mozart. Yeah. Okay, good. Who else can you think of?
Ramanujam.
Yeah, Shankaracharya. Only 30 years of life. Srinivas Ramanujam. Only died in 30s. Srinivas Ramanujam, the man who knew infinity. Yes. Now, how much he contributed in 30 years of life? How enormous contribution. That is lifespans of mathematics work he accomplished in 3 decades. Lifespan. They are still trying to figure out all the algorithms that he has. Still, they have not completed it yet. That's how much work he did. Yeah, somebody said Vivekananda. Who said Vivekananda? Yeah, Sridhar. Vivekananda. 32 years of life. Who else? Jesus the Christ died in 30s.
Chandra said Bharatiyar.
Bharatiyar. Bharatiyar? Really?
Subramanian. Yeah, he died in his 30s.
Late 30s? Oh, very good. I didn't know that. See, I learnt a lot, including this baseball guy. I don't know. Okay. Anyway. Hey, learn about people that matter to life, okay? Baseball guy died 30 years of age. How did he contribute for the benefit of others?
Well.
Yeah, well is the problem. Okay. Now, all these guys, some of these guys that we are talking about that lived 30 years and died in sports, some of them had horrible lives. They are not real role models of how to live. They are great in only one aspect of life. Otherwise, they go out and they do drugs. They have horrible characters and lives. They are not the role models I'm talking about. Perfect example of a Swami Vivekananda. The life of a person which is complete in just 30 years of life. So people can remember for ages what kind of. This is an omnipresence in time that I am talking about. That is God's presence in life. Vanyayacha, kakshayacha. People that live forever, people that only live for a short while of time. Sravayacha, pratisravayacha. Srava. Srava means?
Sound.
Pratisrava means?
Echo.
Echo. And I talked about those that are famous and those that are anonymous. Sravayacha, pratisravaya. Somebody wanted to say something? Yes? Yeah? Yeah.
I think why he was saying about sports, because some sports play for our country. So maybe he put that
one. Oh, very good justification of a fellow student. Yeah, excellent teamwork going on here on the matter of sports. Man, she's like kind of giving it the color. But I like what she is saying too. Yeah, not all the sports people are loved. That's not what I am trying to say. I'm not derogating the sports people. Yes, for example, just through the sports game, how beautiful Nelson Mandela transformed the whole country of South Africa just by using the rugby game. And in the context of that, how he brought together, using sports as an analogy, the entire country united to fight and win the Rugby World Cup. That's what, now I'm talking about a movie called The Invictus. If you have not seen it, watch with your children during summer. Invictus. Take one movie of a great soul like Srinivasa Ramanujam, Swami Vivekananda, and show Adi Shankaracharya, like what I said, Martin Luther King. Invictus, Nelson Mandela, how he transformed through sports. Hey, put your hand on it, it's hurting. Okay, so, not your hand, my hand is hurting watching. So, therefore, what I'm trying to say is, I'm not saying sports is a bad thing, sports is a great thing. But, and there are characters even in sports that are fantastic characters, like Sachin Tendulkar. He's a great character. I admire him as a person, as an individual. So I'm not saying great, but there are even greater characters that lived very short period of life and transformed the entire humanity existing at that point of time, right? Yes, now tell me, what do you want?
I think the reason why he said
sports. No, another, we are leaving sports now, moving on now. Sravayacha, pratisravayacha. Now repeat after me the next mantras. Nama Ashushenaya Chashurathaya Cha Nama Shuraya Cha Vabhindhate Cha Namo Varmine Cha Varu Bhine Cha Namo Bilmine Cha Kavachine Cha Nama Shrutaya cha Shruta Senaya cha. Let's look at the meaning of these mantras. Now, Nama always means prostrations, salutations. Salutations to the one who is Asushenaya. Asushenaya means the one who is in the armies that are moving fast. Asushenaya. Asuradhaya cha. Nama Asushenaya cha Asuradhaya cha. Asuradhaya cha means the one who is in chariots that are moving very fast as well. Now, Shuraya. Shura means Shura. Shura. No, Shura means the one who is valiant, the one with lot of valor, valiant, a warrior. Shuraya cha, avabhindate cha. Avabhindate cha means the one who, ava means enemy, bhindate cha means destroys, avabhindate cha. The one who is also present in those that destroy the enemies, avabhindate cha. Varmine cha, the one who protects as a shield, one who protects as a shield. Varudhine cha, the one who also is a harbors, is a great host, that hosts as a great, in a great home. Varmine cha, Varudhine cha. Bilminecha. Bilma means a helmet. Bilminecha, the one who is having a helmet. Bilminecha. Kavachinecha. Kavacha means, again, the one who is armored with kavacha, the sheaths that are armored. Varminecha, varudhinecha, bilminecha, kavachinecha, shrutayacha, the one who follows the shrutis. Shrutayacha, the one who abides by the Vedas, the shrutis. Shrutasenayacha, not only the one who lives a life that is according to Vedas, but has an army of people that also follow him in doing so. Shrutayacha, Shrutasenayacha. Understand? Now, we are all wondering. We are all studying omnipresence of time. Why suddenly all these warriors and all this stuff, how is this connected, right? That's the question I had to. Now, what is the mantra where we stopped in the previous Suktam, what's the last mantra? Sravayacha, Pratisravayacha. And Srava means the sound and the echo. Now, Srava also means the one that is to be heard. Pratisrava means the one which comes back, its reaction and resound and reflection. Swami says reaction. Reflection and
resound.
What is described in this next sukta, the inner meaning of all of this is, in the context of protection over time, how the Vedas or the Shrutis protect the individual that abide by what is declared as dharma in those Vedas. Now this is a little bit complex for you children to understand. Maybe not. Right? In the context of our life, there are five things that are important. The first one is living, of course, that we all know. Living. The second thing is learning. All the time learning something. Every minute, second you spent, you are learning something new. Yes? Maybe not. But generally speaking, something is happening in every minute, every second of our life that enables you to learn something new. Third is listening. Fourth is loving. Fifth is laughing. These are called the five L's of life. The five L's of life. Yes.
Why do you have to laugh?
Why do you have to laugh? Yeah, that's a good question.
And why do you have to laugh?
Why do you have to love? Is that a question?
No.
Yeah, what happens if your mother doesn't love you? No food did I die. Mother doesn't love you, she'll say, okay, I don't love you, go. I'm not cooking for you. What happens?
You'll go somewhere.
You'll go somewhere, to a restaurant. See, that is the problem with the children today. Mother doesn't cook, no problem, let's order pizza.
Which is every day
outside
for you.
I was, you know, no food for you 5 days, see what happens. Yeah. Pizza, all. No, it won't, yeah, but.
If your father loves you.
Father loves you, he will cook, yeah. Yeah, that will be horrible food.
You order Chipotle.
Order Chipotle, yeah. Okay, no, let's come back to the point. The five L's of life. Remember what I'm saying. The first is?
Living.
Second is?
Learning.
Third is?
Listening.
I'll laugh in the chivara. If you keep laughing in the front, it'll be a problem. Okay. Loving? Laughing. Now you see, all these five aspects is what Vedas teach. And all these five aspects that Vedas teach at four different levels, at individual level, at collective level, at creation level, at creator level. Now you see, these five principles that are applied at four different levels. same, us only, individual, the I, the individual I. And these five are the ones that protect you throughout your lives. Now you see, if you go back and now you think about what I am saying, I said all these different things. Asushenaya, Chasuradhaya cha. Asushenaya means the one which is moving fast. Asuradhaya cha, chariots that are moving fast. Now, what is constantly running within us? There are things that are running within us.
Sense.
And they make these bodies also run along with them.
Senses,
yes. It will run. First the sense will run. And then the body will run after it. So when you are running after these senses, if you know that you don't have to run after the sense, but to have control of the sense, that's what Vedas teach first. When you look at all the different aspects of Yama, Niyama, Dama, Shanti, Indriya Nigraha, Swami says 8 different types of flowers we have to offer. Not ordinary flowers, 8 different types of flowers. Now this is homework, homework for next week. What are the 8 flowers and how they are important in our lives? 8 flowers that we need to offer to God, 8 flowers, not ordinary flowers. Ashta Pushpa Puja, 8 flowers, worshipping with 8 flowers. This is the homework. Now living is about not running after senses. Living is about being present to your own existence. Sat, that is the actual living. Now before you all get bored, chant the thing one more time. Now when we are looking at this different aspects, Asushenaya cha Asuradhaya cha, the 10 senses that are very quickly running, that have a quick grasp and they are running after things, but the one who controls these things and not let the body and the mind run after them. This is also happening in time, isn't it? First the senses run. Yes? When you look at, when you smell a nice Starbucks coffee, then what happens? The mind runs, coffee. And then you run after that. The body then runs after that. You're sitting doing puja and nice rasam smell comes from the kitchen, and already it is you are ready for breakfast, but you have to do puja first. Puja goes in the gada gada and finish God and throw some flowers and go, rasam. What happened? Yes? You understand? Are we paying attention to God sitting? No. Yesterday somebody asked, when will the puja be over? That's the first question. They walk into the Abhishekam. This Abhishekam has not even started. They ask, when will it be over? That is the question. Because Shekharji is here. Oh my God, he will take 4 hours. Then the next question, is it Ekadashi Rudram or only one time? That is the second question. Because, oh my God, if it is 11 times, no way I am sitting here. I have to go take care of some things. So if it is Ekadashi Rudram, well, okay, we'll come back. For just one Anuvakam, we'll come back. See how incredible. They don't look at it as, oh my God, Ekadashi. I stopped doing Ekadashi Rudra Abhishekams in Bay Area and also here. Because I know that people don't have the real intensity of devotion towards that. Then it is injustice to God to invoke Him and say, once you do Sankalpa of Ekadashi Rudram and not do it with a pure heart, you might rather not do it. So therefore, the one who can control the senses and the body and only following the Shruti, the Veda, which is the declaration, the breath of God. Vedas, the breath of God. Living is the breath of ourselves. Asushenaya cha, Ashuradhaya cha. Now Shuraya cha, avabhindate cha. Those that remain timeless, by winning over the inner enemies. Suraya cha avabhindate cha. Avabhindate cha means they destroy them. Now what Vedas are also describing is how to conquer over your own inner enemies and therefore remain a warrior, a valiant warrior that can protect yourself. This is what is learning in life. The learning in life is constantly understanding what is pulling you away from the presence of God and bring it back constantly. This is the learning process. There is no more learning. This is the only thing you have to learn. In fact, the beauty of life is unlearning what you have learned so that you can learn how to be in the presence of God. When you are young, you are a very happy guy. You get married, then you get four legs. Life slows down a little bit. Two more children, then it becomes eight legs. Then in-laws will come, that will come, this will come. From a two-legged person, you became a centipede, millipede, all pede. Pede means pida in Telugu means problems. All pedas will come. All pedas, attachments. So what happens with life? Slow down. You want to get up, go for Rudram, wife will say, can you please put the garage thing outside, mow the lawn and then go. Then the guy will say, which one to apply, Shekhar ji or wife? Of course you know the answer. Okay. So the point is all pedas, pedes. How to learn to get rid of these pedas, multipede, centipede, millipede, they are called pede. Remember at one point of time they used to label all these antibiotics with a sin, erythromycin, mycin. You understood the even the name so perfect. It is because of my sin I am taking erythromycin. Some sin came inside you, this is my sin. Learning. Suraya cha avabhindate cha. Suraya cha means the one who is a warrior that is constantly fighting with the inner enemies. Oh, it is a beautiful life. Life is all about constantly fighting with these inner enemies, not outer enemies. Outer enemies are easy to fight with. Inner enemies, impossible to conquer. Very difficult to conquer. Shuraya cha avabhindate cha, varmine cha, varudhine cha. Yes.
So the living, you said that it is not running after senses.
Hmm.
If we stop running after senses, aren't we already coming back to God? So why is there a difference between
the... Oh, she's asking a very question. If you just stop the senses, isn't that enough? Why do we have to fight any more enemies?
No.
Oh.
Because learning, yeah, is constantly reminding what is putting you out and,
right,
you know,
and fighting them, yes.
Right. Mm. So if I'm already over the senses and if I am able to, you know.
Senses is only part of the equation.
So
once you have Indriya Nigraham or control of the senses, then the mind will stop running outside. That is all it will do. There is the mala, laya, vikshepa, different aspects of the mind. One aspect of mind is controlled by not going after senses. But the mind still exists. Hello? It's not gone anywhere. It is still there. So sense control doesn't completely eliminate the mind. It only subsides the mind. How do you therefore... beautiful. Now I have to go into different... Okay, I won't go because if I go then I will get into a different topic here. But the point of this is learning is about not only how to... The first part, living, is to live in the presence. But once you are in the present, still you have not eliminated your mind. It still exists. It keeps coming out. It keeps bringing in so much of baggage. If you want to do this, you know, the practice of controlling the mind is also not about looking at other things. That is how, not even listening to other things. Complete shutdown of the... Now all these kids are wondering, if I do that, how do I learn? Yeah. That is also You have to learn from your worldly point of view. But once you learn, you don't have to keep on accumulating what you learn. What you have to do is also unlearn what you don't need to learn. Meaning taking only what is good and not focusing on it. You see what I'm saying? We can take it offline. I can explain to you because I'm getting into a different topic, but I don't want to go there. Swami, please forgive me. He was taking me to deeper philosophy, which will shut down these kids. So surayacha avabhinditecha avabhindatecha varminecha varudhinecha. Varminecha means the one who protects, the protected and the protector. Varminecha varudhinecha. That aspect of it is listening. Srutam me gopaya. What you are listening most of the time? What are we listening most of the time? Sound. What do you need to listen to? I already mentioned this to you in one day the class. Most of the time we are trying to listen to the sound. What do we have to listen?
The silence.
The silence between the sounds. Yes? Just imagine how powerful that is. That protects. Why? Okay. Varminecha varudhinecha bilminecha kavachinecha. Love is the sheath. Love is the most important protection. All what we are talking about here is in the context of time also, yeah? All of this is contact protection over time, our own presence. Most of the time, we are running around as if we are normal human beings. Who said this very beautifully? Somebody said, I don't recall who said this. We are not human beings to attain spirituality, but we are spiritual beings in human vesture. We are spiritual beings in human vesture. Isha jiva yor veshadhi bhida sattva bhavita vastu kevalam upadeshsaram. Isha, God, the Supreme God, jiva, the individual self, they are only different in their vesture. They are only different in their vesture. And what is this vesture? Vesture means what you are wearing. Yes? What you are wearing. What you are wearing, what you are wearing, is dependent on three things. You wear clothes according to time, isn't it? Very hot outside, you wear nice, easy clothes. Very cold outside, you wear jacket. So what you are wearing is dependent on time. What you are wearing is also in space. You can't wear, I can't wear size small. I have to wear this. The space has to fit in, the vesture. The space has to fit in, isn't it? Yeah. And then there is a, the vesture also gives you identity. A clothing for a boy, clothing for a girl, clothing for a man, clothing for a woman, clothing for an Indian woman, clothing for an Indian man. How you see how many identities, different clothings are coming? Yes? Are you making sense? Yeah. Just like that. What happens is, but substance is the same. You are the same. But all the vestures are differing by time, space, and by your identity. Yes? Making sense? What happens when all of these things are taken away? Now I'm very oversimplifying this. When these vestures in time, space, and identity are taken away, there is no difference between divine and human. They are one and the same. They are one and the same. Sattva bhavita vastu kevalam. In reality, in absolute reality, each individual is divine. Therefore, Bhagavan keeps saying, I am God, you are God. All the time he is saying that. But we don't want to realize we are God. That's the problem. Suddenly what happens? You are God and all this time, space, identity disappear. Oh my God, that's very uncomfortable. What happened to all the children of mine? What happened to all the car, all the houses, all these things that I have accumulated? They're all disappeared cryptocurrency. Yeah, now these kids, I was talking to these kids the other day about cryptocurrency. Abolish all these structures of banks and everything. Suddenly everybody wants some Bitcoin or a fraction of a Bitcoin that is shared by everybody. You can't even transfer it to your children. Then what happens? Life is very interesting, isn't it? Yeah. So God has no attachment to all of those things. He has no attachment to the vesture. No attachment to the vesture. That's what we are coming to. Srutayacha, Srutasenayacha. Sruti means Vedas. And everything that he does in the... No, I didn't forget laughing. Why do we have to laugh? What did you say? Why do you have laughing means happiness? That's the... Because all else, I'm giving else. The laughing I'm talking about is being happy. Yeah. Can you be happy? Yeah, all the time. Yeah, yes. Be happy. Yes.
The youngest
Upapandava. Oh, dude. Shrutasena. Yeah, youngest of the Pandavas. Thank you, Upapandavas. Now he's talking about, okay. Very good observation. Thank you. I didn't know his name. How many Upapandavas are there?
Five.
Oh. Names, all of them? Next time, can you conduct a mythology class for all the people here?
I thought it was Yudhishthir, Bhima.
Yeah, there are five Pandavas. He's talking about Pandava's children. Upa Pandavas. Yudhishthir, Bhima, Arjuna, Nakula, Sahadeva are the Pandavas. The five Pandavas. He's talking about Upa Pandavas. The children. Full. All the names you said.
Prativindya.
Louder.
Prativindya. Srutasoma. Okay, last one is Srutasena. Okay, in this context, it is not referring to them. Srutasena, which means an army of people that are following Vedas. Sruta, which means the one who is the Vedas. Srutasena, which means the army of people that are following the Vedas. An army. There is a reason why he brought that up today. Army of people. Adirudra Mahayogyam. Army of people. Only Bhagavan Sri Satsai Baba's message of Vedas. Nobody in the history of humanity has lit the Vedas all over the world like Bhagavan did. But still there are people that are confused about it. Only God can help them. Only God can help them. They're not part of the army, that's okay. Time has not come. The time comes, the call of the Lord comes, that is the next Anuvakam. We are going into beautifully, transitioning into the next Anuvakam is very beautifully into Shrutayacha, Shrutasenayacha. Then that is the conclusion of this particular Anuvaka as it relates to first, beautifully as God in time, presence of God in time, then the presence of God in the context of how the Vedas protect us over the time by following the principle of the Vedas at individual, Vyashti, collective, Samashti, Srushti, creation, Parameshti, creator. All these four levels with five L's. What are the L's?
Living, learning, listening, loving, laughing.
Wow. And these five are the human values. Living is satya. Learning is dharma. Listening is shanti. Loving is prema. Laughing is?
Ahimsa.
Ahimsa. Very good. Kashtamani japine. Okay. Now, all those five in English. Living is the truth. Learning is?
Dharma.
Right, English.
Right action. Right action.
Listening is?
Peace.
Peace.
Love.
Okay.
Non-violence.
Very good. Now you see, this is all what Vedas teach. And when you follow these five values of life in Vedas, then you shall be protected in all ways. Always. 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 So therefore, the context of this mantra is now saying, timeless protection offered by the one who is following the Shruti and being part of the army. Shruta Senayaja. Timeless protection.